Good evening. Our passage today will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world into our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that today I would just speak, Lord, by your power, Lord, not from my own wisdom, that I would rightly divide your word of truth. In your name I pray, amen. Today I want to talk about faith. Everyone in here has faith. When we got saved, we put our faith in Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. We know that the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Even atheists have faith. They put their faith in the belief that there is no God. But what I want to talk about today is not whether or not you or I have faith, because we know that we have faith. But where exactly are you placing your faith in? If you'll notice in verse 5, Paul says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. When we come to God and approach him in his word through worldly wisdom, he cannot begin to reveal what he has prepared for us by his Spirit, because only in the power of God and in the wisdom of the Holy Ghost can our faith stand. Amen. We can only come to God through the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I read a quote from Socrates, who was a famous Greek philosopher. Many of you probably heard of him, but he was not a believer. He said these words, "This one thing I know, and that is that I know nothing." Now, Socrates also said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." You see, we need to come to the realization today that the wisdom of man, our wisdom, is vain and empty, and that apart from God, we are and we can do nothing. You see, man's wisdom, our wisdom is always changing, but God never changes. Amen. In Hebrews says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." God says in Malachi, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Now, if my name was Brother Eggy, this message would be over. But since my name is Stephen Wheeler, that's just my introduction. But my first point today is determination. Let's look back to our text in verse 2. "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Paul determined. Paul was fixed on. He purposed in his heart. Paul was firm and settled on the decision to know, to preach, and to teach Jesus Christ and him crucified only. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. We see that Paul was determined. Paul didn't look to the left or to the right because he had his eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Paul had unwavering faith because he placed his faith not in man's wisdom, but in God's power. Charles Spurgeon said, "Determine, Christian, that by the grace of God it shall be your endeavor to keep your eye single, to keep your faith fixed only on the Lord Jesus without any addition of your own works or your own strength. Paul said, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. You see, we can make the decision today that we're going to determine to know Jesus only, but if we try to do it in our own strength, we're going to fail. The Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Only by God's grace can we determine to know Jesus. Do you know the Lord? Do you know him? Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know God's word? Do you know his word? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Knowing God's Word is knowing God. God says in Hosea, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and knowledge more than burnt offerings. God desires for us to know him. God desires for us to know him. So we see from verse 2, Paul's determination. Next, you'll notice in verse 4, how that God demonstrates his power through Paul, demonstration. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Webster's defines demonstration as the action or process of showing the existence or truth of something by giving evidence or proof. We need to realize today that Christ in us equals wisdom and power. Let me say that again. Christ in us equals wisdom and power. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Throughout the entire Bible, God shows himself strong in the believers who put their trust and their faith in him. One of the greatest examples is in the life of Paul the Apostle. Before his conversion, he was known as Saul of Tarsus. Once a persecutor of Christians, Saul, as concerning the righteousness which is of the law, Saul was found blameless. He knew the law and was zealous in it, but he did not know the grace and truth which comes only by our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're in here today, and like Saul, you're doing what you think is right in your own eyes, but God's not truly being glorified. You see, it wasn't until the light from heaven shone upon Paul on the road to Damascus that Paul truly came to know of the grace that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. God says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul was a Pharisee. He knew the law. But in Philippians, Paul says, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. By the power of God, Saul of Tarsus, that once persecuted the church, God converted him to preach Christ and his righteousness. Paul says in Romans 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul says in Philippians, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Lastly, we notice a revelation. Webster simply defines it as that which is revealed. Let's read verses 9 and 10 from our text. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. We see here that God reveals himself by his Spirit to them that love him. John 14:21 says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. God reveals himself to them that love him. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. God reveals himself to us so that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Ephesians says, for by grace are you saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation was freely given to us. No man can work for it because of the price that Christ had to pay for it with his life. Christ paid the ultimate price because he loves us. John 3:16, we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In conclusion, I want to ask a few questions. First, do you have that faith that determines to know God? Do you have that faith that determines to know God? Second, do you have that faith that allows God to demonstrate his power through you? Is your life a reflection of Jesus Christ? Lastly, we spoke about the revelation and how God reveals himself to them that love him. Do you have that faith that allows God to reveal himself to you because you love him? Do you love God? When a man or woman determine that they're going to know Jesus only, God demonstrates his power through them and reveals himself to them. Is your faith standing in the wisdom of men or in the power of God? Thank you.
Let's stand together for prayer, shall we? Let's stand together.